These stories are the junk that's in our trunk. Our trunk, our trunk, our trunk. The junk in our trunk. Read them out.
Mankind, guys, it is amazing. It has so many incredible inventions and advancements in technology. I don't know if you can think of any off the top of your head, but like artificial intelligence, whether you love it or hate it, it is mind-blowing how fast that is moving along.
You know I hate AI. Yeah.
I know.
Why have we brought this up?
Well, look, it's just an example. We sent a man to the moon in 1969 with the technology of computers that we had back then.
Not a lot's happened since then, though.
Well, no, that's true.
Hang on now. You can order your groceries straight from your fridge these days.
That's true. You get smart fridges.
If you've got a smart fridge.
Yeah, that's true.
We might be creating a vaccine in like a matter of 18 months for a disease that we didn't know existed until like the 29th of December 2019.
I don't want to have a go at scientists, but honestly, it is their job to come up with that, and they've taken a bloody long time. You know what I mean? The world is waiting on the smart people. If it was my job, I'd get it done like I do every day on radio. You know what I mean?
It's one of those things, innit? If I could do it,
I would.
Yeah. I would.
It's not my gift to give.
It's not my.
This is someone else's time. You know what I mean?
It's not my shtick. Yeah.
It's not my thing.
Yeah. Mix around the recipe a little bit. Do it for Corona. Bingo, bango. Sell it to some folks.
Thank you. Okay. Inject me.
Well, while we're having a go at scientists, guys, how have we got to this point in technology and we still have cereal boxes without a resealable bag? How am I still opening up my cereal box, either pulling apart or cutting it, and then it just starts going stale as it gets aerated, and the best that I can achieve is doing that thing where you roll it up.
Yes. Yeah. Are you not a family of pouring it into its own Tupperware, the fun cereal Tupperware?
Why do I need to? Yes, we do that, particularly for the kids' cereal, but why should I have to?
Well, mate, yeah. This is on the scientists again.
Literally, 1969, we sent somebody 250,000 miles away to a moving object that's rotating around the Earth, and they landed on there.
I'm with you, mate.
And 51 years later,
yep.
I'm cutting and rolling up my cereal bag.
Mate, we are talking maybe a 3 to 5 cent increase in cost to put a little zipper, to put the resealable Glad thing. Are you willing to pay a little bit extra for your muesli?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's weird that they haven't done it. It is very strange they haven't done it yet. Doesn't make sense. And I always rip the bag open, like split down the middle, and you're like pouring the cereal out the awkward way.
They're in cahoots with the Tupperware people.
NASA?
No, the cereal people.
Oh, right.
Because you need to do that now to keep your cereal fresh. You need to put it in the Tupperware.
Yes.
So if the cereal people start doing resealable, who's buying the cereal Tupperware containers?
That's true.
Yeah.
See, that's...
I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine.
See, I reckon... Maybe they're in double cahoots.
Double cahoots. Oh. Is that with NASA?
No. So
is NASA coming into this?
Okay. So you know like Big Pharma, right? Yeah. And everyone's just like, all the doctors are just like getting backhanded payments from the pharmacy companies.
That's right. They don't want to get cures because sick people, good for profit.
And then Big Petrol. They don't want electric cars to come out. So it keeps happening. I reckon what's happening with the cereal packets is Big Cardboard Tab is kind of giving some money behind the scenes because... Like 100 years ago, they invented that tiny little fold in the cardboard up the top that you poke in to the top of the cereal packet.
The little flap.
And without that, they don't have an industry. But with resealable bags, why would you need that cardboard? Because that is the only thing standing between us and staleness.
Big flap money.
Just that tiny little flap. And so, Big Cardboard Tab.
It's the Illuminati, isn't it?
It really is. Who's running this joint? There'd be three fat old white men running this whole operation.
Yeah. And they probably own Big Pharma and like...
You know...
Probably.
Big fuel.
100%. 100%.
They've probably all been to the moon, you know what I mean? They've been there and back.
Yeah, they took some Just Right up.
Yeah.
That's what they ate.
Absolutely.
I've seen that taco. Look closely at that Bruce Willis movie. He's eating it.
Hello. Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Nick, Jess and Ducko for breakfast.
What time is it?
Showtime.
Ooh, happy Thursday, gang.
Good morning, team. How are we feeling?
Great. And what a week it's been weather-wise. Guys, I'm sorry to bang on about the weather. I know that's a boring topic, but wowee.
Is it boring when it's this good? I don't know.
No, I agree. I don't know why the weather gets such a bad rap about a conversation topic. When it's good, don't you just want to be uplifted by it and make everyone feel on the same level as the sunshine?
I caught up with a friend yesterday and the start of the conversation between two males was, how good's this weather been? Oh, so hot, so good, yeah. How about the Knights?
is this a new friend?
No, it's a mate I've known for a while.
Oh, I was going to say, this does sound like new friend territory. You're feeling each other but out, first, safe topic.
When a couple of blokes catch up for the first time in a while and they see each other, it's always feeling each other out. You start with the simple things.
Yeah.
Sport's one of the top ones that comes in.
It's funny you say that. After spin yesterday, I caught up with a mate. You might know her name's Tegan Martin. But anyway, we were literally...
Oh, all right, do you want me to pick that name up?
Mate,
geez, all right.
Yes. Could you hand it back to me so I can do it again? No, this is the thing. It's funny, the same thing. Some friends you get and you've been with each other for 2 minutes and we'd already started talking about some really heavy stuff and you kind of go, whoa, let's start again.
Yeah,
it's
let's
a beautiful sunny day. Why have we gone straight to this really grim stuff? So it can go either way, can't it?
It can. It very much can. Yeah.
How was Teegsy?
Very good. Very good to see her. Out in Warners Bay by the water. Lovely afternoon. Nice place to have a juice.
To Warners.
Warners.
And how was your mate? I'm going to say Jimmy.
Jimmy was great. It was good to see Jimmy. It was lovely. Yeah, I went to the Prince, had a few beers.
Oh, nice.
On the deck there in the afternoon sun. Why wouldn't you?
Which friend did you catch up with yesterday, Gilly?
Yeah, what did you do yesterday?
Two. Yep. Harriet and Otis.
How were they?
Are these your 3-year-old
Were they still
friends?
Wild?
Good. Yeah, so apparently they saw a helicopter and it didn't land, but it was flying very high and very low and they were looking for fairies.
Oh. In your
Did
day
they
sounds
find
well.
Any?
They said they didn't find fairies because they were in the water swimming.
God, that's sweet.
Well, you tell them to rein it in. That's a bit of a wild story.
Yeah. Settle down.
Yeah.
It's a bit much for a midweek story.
Are they on something?
No, I mean, I took it at face value. I assumed that that's exactly what happened at their day at daycare.
Very trusting.
Totally.
And it's going to be 29 today, guys.
What?
Perfect
29 degrees. So if the fairies are going to swim, it's got to be today.
Keep an eye out.
Oh, it's so dangerous in this heat. You just want to have a few drinks and go to the beach and just call it. It was Wednesday and I was like, may as well be Friday. You know what I mean, guys?
I know. Thank you for showing up today then.
Honestly, there was a chance there yesterday afternoon around 3 o'clock where I was like, nah, I'm a no-go tomorrow.
We bought a bottle of red last week. We like to have a glass on Fridays. Yeah. And now, looking at this week, I'm like, red wine.
Oh, yeah. No.
Too hot.
Oh, are you a frosé family? Make a couple of frosés for your
frosé.
Like a frozen rosé?
Yeah.
Like a slushy with rosé.
It's a slushie. You know, like I go get slushies and I just put vodka in the slushie.
Mate, if I know Nick Gill, and I think I do, let's get him a frosé machine.
You'd love a bit of a frosé.
Yeah. Oh, mate. Yeah.
Install that onto your kitchen
bench. A few cocky teas with you and the fairies with the kids. You know, that'd be fun.
Little umbrella.
Oh, that would be so cute. You're
seeing lots of fairies by the end of using the frosé machine.
More of Nick, Jess and Ducko right after this.
So right now on 13106, we want the dumbest injury stories you have.
That's right. A girlfriend of mine posted on socials last night, boys, and my God, if you can get in this realm, let alone top this, I'll be very impressed. She posted a photo of her in a wheelchair, bandage around her head, arm in a sling, that full leg brace thing happening.
Oh, gosh.
And literally when you... But she's smiling. It's a lovely pic of her. Mm. But when you read the caption, she says she's done her ACL. She's torn the. She said broke her elbow. How do you even do that? Like a dislocation maybe
I think
or the
you can
tendon?
Break it.
You can snap the top off. There's bones in there.
Oh Jesus!
It would be so painful an elbow break.
Wouldn't it? So she's done the ACL. She's done the broken bone in the elbow. Broken kneecap.
Oh my God!
So that's happened as well. And then she's got a whole gamut of tears and strains through various ligaments in like other parts of her body.
I went, what on earth
is this
did she do?
Car accident? Yeah. How do you do
Trying
this?
Trying a backflip for the first time?
Did you bungee without the rope? Like, what did you do, woman?
Obviously, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah. That's just called jumping.
What she's done, if you read the whole caption, she stood in her garbage bin, the big one that you put out on the street to squish the rubbish down.
What?
Lost her balance and the whole thing toppled over.
Really? And she did all of that?
She did all of that. Like, I guess if it was that full, she's had to climb in it, but then maybe was still teetering over the top to try and stamp like she was making wine. But the whole thing's toppled over, so she's just hit the asphalt.
She must have got a leg stuck in it, and then her body's gone over the side and her leg's been stuck in it, or she fell out onto the ground and, like, broke her shoulder and then an elephant trampled her. Only two viable options.
She may have run out of the you know, what is it, the character limit on the Instagram caption, because a lot was happening. But yes, maybe she left out the elephant trample part.
Yeah, a mate of mine got the very inventive nickname of Slipsy after...
Slipsy! Did he slip over something?
Well...
Slip a banana peel, didn't he? What did Slipsy do?
He was on a stationary bike doing a workout.
Yeah.
And you go through phases, obviously, you're like, you know, you're going hard, you're going soft, and then you get like a 3-minute respite. So he got up out of the seat, right, and was just pedaling with no hands. And he was quite tired at this point. And then he tried to kind of absent-mindedly put his hands back on the handlebars quite fast to get back into his sprint and missed the handlebars, smashed his face against the handlebars and broke his nose because his hands slipped so far down, he's gone... smack.
Oh my God, I always think something like that's going to happen in a spin class because you get quite sweaty and you get quite woozy and these ones that are like disco and it's dark and the lasers.
Yeah,
because it could happen. But still
Slipsy? Slipsy, like, no, that's a brilliant
We could have done better.
No, I don't think so. I've had a few stupid injuries. My goodness. Like, I've said it before in here how I dislocated my shoulder and went so deep it went into my ribs.
Yeah.
And I was pressing into my ribs playing touch footy.
Touch footy.
I jumped over someone and tripped, landed there, put my arm out and popped it straight through.
Classic boys tanking a game that's meant to be a little bit of fun.
Oh, yeah. It was mixed
Way
touch.
Too hard.
It was Division 4 grand final mixed touch footy. I was obviously a hero.
Oh, man. I can't run to this day as a result of a semi-final. In social volleyball, I did my ankle so badly that there's no cartilage left in it.
So good. And my other one would be, this is pretty stupid. When I was in grade 4, I tripped over a shoelace that was undone, over a soccer ball. I was playing soccer.
Ooh. What?
Yeah, I know. So stupid. It was like in the courtyard at school. Fell over the soccer ball, hit my head onto a brick wall on the corner of the wall, rolled over, then hit the head on the floor, cracked it open from top to tail of my head.
Why are you playing soccer near brick corners?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, why was my shoelace undone as well?
Is that how you got that scar?
Yeah, that's how I got that scar.
Mm. When you were savagely attacked by Jess Farchione.
No, I think... Lid. How is that not the one we talked about?
Yeah, true.
Dumb ways to get injured, doing a TikTok video with a saucepan lid and you bash your mate in the head with it, slicing his forehead open.
Okay.
Fantastic.
13, 10, 60, pile on. Give us your dumbest injuries.
That's right. Dumbest way you hurt yourself, 13, 10, 60.
Erin in Toronto, what's the dumbest injury you've ever had?
So I work at a hospital and I was helping my partner out with his business. He runs a pizza shop, so I was helping him drop pizza dough into a machine and I put my hand through it and crushed my fingers. Had a full crushing injury, and because I work in a hospital, I need to wash my hands constantly, so I had to have 8 weeks off work because I couldn't wash my hands anymore.
Oh my God. Erin, I love your phrasing of, I put my hand through it. Like, you obviously didn't mean to do that. What were you thinking?
Did you at least get to make the pizza, Erin? Like,
yeah, did it finish?
I didn't.
Did the pizza finish? Did you finish the pizza?
No, I had to go to hospital, so I don't know what happened to the rest of the day.
The Napoli sauce would have been a bit of blood.
Ayla, good morning. What's the dumbest injury that you've ever suffered?
I stepped out of my mum's bus. I rolled my left ankle and went onto my right ankle to straighten myself. I then heard my ankle crack and I had actually dislocated it, drove my fibula down into my foot, snapped that, snapped the tibia and snapped the bone that goes into your metatarsal in your foot.
Well, you're very good at anatomy now, let's look at the silver lining.
The pain would have been through the roof.
What?
Actually, surprisingly, I didn't really have any pain until, which was really weird, and all the doctors were like, what the hell? But yeah, it was different. It was my first ever break, and the doctors were like, mate, the only way you could have done this any better is if it went through your leg.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, really? I'm like, what? It's still not good enough?
What do you people want from me?
Oh my God, stepping out of a bus.
That's such a dumb way. And such a bad injury.
Sherry is in Newcastle. Sherry, what's the dumbest way you've injured yourself?
I was training snatch, which is an Olympic lift, and I was doing it outdoors. But this particular gym on this particular day didn't have an outdoor area. I had to do it in front of the mirror. And what do you do when you're in front of a mirror? You look at yourself. And so I end up headbutting the bar that was loaded with 40 kilos. Yeah.
Gym injuries are the best. Like, seeing
I
people...
know, because you know everyone's sore.
Yeah.
You can't get away
with it. It was embarrassing.
Oh, man. Kiara in Maitland, dumbest injury? Lay it on us.
I fell off somebody else's treadmill.
What do you mean, somebody else's?
Did you jump over musical treadmills?
Okay, so it was my very first time of attending the gym, and I left my car keys in the cup holder of the treadmill. So when I went to leave, I had to go back to the treadmill to get my keys, except there's a whole big line of treadmills, so I couldn't remember which one I'd been on. I went to the wrong one, and there was a guy running on another one next to me, so I asked if they were in his, and he ended up finding them, and as he went to pass them to me, I've taken a step forward to grab them off him, but didn't realise his mat was still running, and it spat me, and I done a full 180, and I split my head open. I ended up with 23 stitches in my head.
Whoa!
I have photos of my skull. Like, I actually have photos of my skull from the hospital.
Oh, my God. Oh, have man. You been on a treadmill since?
Yeah, have you been to the gym since?
I actually just signed up for personal training not long ago and have been at the gym for 2 weeks now.
Have them follow you very closely.
Yeah, no running for Kiara or only footpath gear. Yeah. Wow. Michaela in Charlestown, my goodness, I can't believe how many are coming through. Dumbest way you've injured yourself?
So I've played soccer a few years now, and so I've got into the habit of, like, trapping the ball on the top of my foot. And I was making dinner one night with a big kitchen knife, and it fell off the shelf, and I kind of instinct went to catch it so it didn't break or something. So it landed straight on my foot, and it severed all of my tendons.
Oh, that's one of my biggest fears, dropping a knife on the foot.
Jesus,
yeah,
the
I do the splits
muscle.
Immediately every time a knife drops.
Yeah, clear the area.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The soccer muscle memory. Yeah. Just go to do it.
Just like mine, how I fell over it and cracked my head open.
Yeah, totally.
Yep. Holly in Cessnock, 131060, dumbest injury.
I adopted a pet goat who I thought was called Martha, but on closer inspection it was Arthur.
That'll get you. Yeah.
Decided to keep jumping the fence into the neighbour's yard at our property that didn't like us, and I had to go into the yard and chase him in Havaianas and slip on their wet tiles and broke my ankle and didn't see the doctor for 2 weeks and still did kennels. And I,
Hey, Martha.
Everyone knows it as the goat ankle.
The goat ankle. Chasing a goat.
Yep.
Bloody Arthur.
It's a cute little pet name. Oh, my little goat ankle.
My little goat ankle.
Little big goat ankle.
Jesus.
Finish us off here. Cameron from Cessnock as well. 131060. Dumbest injury, Cameron.
How you going, guys? I have so many dumb injuries to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll pick this one. I used to train fairly hard, you know, being a semi sort of professional athlete.
Hello.
And one day after doing squats, my legs were particularly sore. I didn't think anything of it. And I sat down to put my shoes on and crossed my leg over and tore my groin.
Oh, well done.
But the kicker,
The
next day, because I was obviously so sore, I was compensating. I sat down and I tore the other one.
The groins are gone.
Fantastic. Oh, wow.
Was it at that moment
you found that pretty funny? I didn't.
Yeah, was it at that moment you realised you're not a very good professional athlete, Cameron? Or
I realised I wasn't very good to begin with, but that was sort of the icing on the cake.
Yeah. More of Nick, Jess, and Ducko right after this. Am I weird? We love this portion of the week. One of us gets to share something we're doing, thinking, or saying with the others, and we get to judge whether or not it is weird. Nick Gill steps up to the plate today. There is no doubt you're a big fat weirdo. But what have you got for us today?
I reckon the room might be divided, or at least the Novocastrians might be divided on this one.
Do you reckon I will find you not weird, or Jess?
I don't know.
Because that's telling, isn't it?
It is very telling.
I reckon Jess might find it not weird, potentially.
Okay. Well, 131060, the phones are always open if you want to weigh in, support, or dig the boot in.
Okay, so it's to do with food and the way that you eat food. And so it's a fairly simple setup for this one. When I get presented with a plate full of food, and I'm going to use steak as an example, maybe there's some steak and mash, I assess the plate as it gets put down, and at the start of the meal, I pre-select my final bite. So I'll identify the bit on the steak that's like a little bit fatty but nice and rare, and maybe a really buttery piece of mashed potato, and then I will eat with the goal of having that as my last bite.
So you don't cut that bit off and put it to the side or anything?
No, because I want the meat to rest as long as possible. Oh, so for the steak example.
For the integrity of the last bite.
What if your best bite is maybe the mashed potato? Would you leave that till the end?
Absolutely, as long as I pre-identified that that's my last one.
Right.
And like, you know, in like a pasta, maybe I'd find like a piece of chorizo and then a piece of pasta that has a lot of sauce on it.
Yes.
And then I identify that and then I make sure...
Even in a bowl of pasta?
Yeah, I'll know what my last bite is.
Oh, man.
And I'll make sure that all other, like, sides, veggies and drink are consumed before that last bite so that I can savour that flavour for as long as possible.
Okay, I'll get the counter here. Jess, you ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Weird.
Oh, you, come on. Mate,
you have him. To make everything maths.
It's, yeah, like, you got to calculate it so much.
Just eat the food.
Just eat your dinner. Oh, don't overthink it. You're like, yeah, well, if I can get that bite there and that bite will taste good and then if I can do that.
I appreciate
it. 13, 10, 60 if someone does this, I guarantee you somebody will pre-select their last bite.
I appreciate thinking this is going to have a good aftertaste, or getting to maybe two more mouthfuls and going, oh, I wish there was more, or what's the flavour left?
Yes.
But no one is looking at an untouched plate of food and thinking that far ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And it can be sabotaged as well. So, you know.
or the side salad gets brought out halfway through.
Yeah, maybe. Or quite often, like my wife, Georgette, she'll go like, oh, I've had enough, and then put something on my plate, and I'm down to the last bite, and it's on my fork, and it's heading towards my mouth, and then all of a sudden I've got four more beans and, like, a couple of pieces of not particularly saucy pasta.
You start melting because you're a robot.
That is so funny. Okay. Casey has called through on 13 10 60. Case, do you want to dig the boot in here, how weird this is?
This is not weird at all.
Thank you, Casey.
What?
Not at all.
So you do this. You calculate your food this much, Casey?
Of course you do. It's called saving the best for last.
Thank you, Casey.
Doesn't that just ruin the enjoyment of the actual meal? Because all you're doing is thinking, got to save that bit, got to save that bit. Yeah. How do you have a bloody conversation at dinner?
No, well, if you're having prawn pasta and you finish it with just a piece of pasta and a bit of sauce, where's the prawn?
Damn straight, Casey. Love it. Bronwyn in Fletcher. Are you in my camp or do you think I'm a big weirdo?
There is nothing wrong with what you are doing. This is just perfectly normal.
What?
You've got to have that last little bit of luxury to end your meal with.
But so, it's the whole meal. What do you mean?
You're looking down at your dinner then, Bronwyn. It's becoming a chore because you're overthinking it.
No, it's not.
I think when you've been doing it for as long as we have, it's just natural instinct. You have a look at your plate and you can suss it out in a few seconds.
It's the old person thing. I get it.
It's the equivalent of booking a holiday at the end of the year. You've got to go through all the logistics to look for the holiday at the end of the year. It doesn't mean you don't enjoy the year because you've got to do some organising.
Booking holidays is a tough task. It's like a bit stressful at times. Like, you look forward to it when it's there, but I just want to enjoy my food.
I know. And also, God forbid, what if something happens mid-meal and you get taken away from the meal? You know what I mean? You've got two young children. You're telling me that everything always goes to plan and you don't get distracted. The temperature of the meal changes because a bit more time has passed than you allocated at the beginning.
Oh, mate, there's often an hour between cooking and eating when the twins are out.
Dylan from Merriweather. Dylan, do you think this is weird?
No, I'm with him 100%.
Yes! See?
Oh, my God. What sort of meals are you doing this with, Dylan?
Every meal, even if I make a sandwich and cut it in half, I'll look at the two inside bits of sandwich bite I'm going to take last.
Are you joking?
Yeah, eat the crust off a little bit just before your last bite.
Okay, hold on, let's finish it up. Rebecca, Blackall Park, 13 10 60. Do you think this is weird?
100% weird.
Yes,
I just want to eat my food. I don't want to have it as a maths lesson every time I go to eat something.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to calculate I've got 10 bites. I've got children. They steal off my plate. It's not going to happen.
If you've pre-identified the last bite and then your gorgeous daughter Harriet comes over and steals that bit of mash.
Oh, she does, especially because we've mentioned she loves her lamb. There's a good piece of lamb left and she goes, can I have some more lammy dammy?
Oh, you're just setting yourself up.
My daughter steals chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, Nick. The people have spoken. You're weird.
Yeah,
thank you, Rebecca.
Overwhelmingly not weird.
Here's one for you.
When we finish on the last caller, is it the best caller? The nicest caller?
Looks like you're weird, mate.
More of Nick, Jess and Ducko right after this.
So yesterday, guys, you know, it's a beautiful day today, 29. Yesterday was, what, 26?
Gorgeous.
So good. Summer is right here. And the city comes alive when it's hot. I had the best day yesterday. I literally finished work. Went straight to the beach and went surfing.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, mate. Yeah. I mean, I only started surfing a couple of weeks ago, and here I am.
Who'd you go with?
Well, this was it. This is the thing. It was my first time going solo.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello.
Yes, okay. I was a little bit nervous. I've been going with Tez McKinnon, who does our surf reports, and he's an absolute legend and a gun teacher.
And he would, like, know everyone out there.
And you just follow him, and he knows. Because the hardest part is, like, where's the easiest part to paddle out? And then when you're out there, best breaks, or which way you're going to go. And then Tez knows everyone, so you feel comfortable. Because, as I've said, the surf is here, very good.
And he's such a good dude that if you're associated with him, that'd be like, he's fine. If he accidentally drops in or whatever, it's just like, he's one of Tez's boys.
He's one of Tez's boys, one of Tez's boys. What's
up? God, that's the cutest thing ever. We need to get you like a sticker or something so when you go out on your own, still people remember.
I'm Tez's boy.
One of Tez's boys.
Have you cut loose your learner balloon?
Yeah, the learner balloon. Yesterday, my learner helium balloon on the back of the board got cut loose. I went to Bar Beach out there and I was like, this looks great, right? Parked at the car park, looked over. I was like, the waves looked unreal. Heaps of surfers out.
Yeah.
Around 11:30 in the morning, I was like, I'm going to do this. Put my wetsuit on the car park. Here I go. Going out by myself. I'm a big boy now.
Did you have to give yourself a little pep talk?
Absolutely,
What was your mental dialogue there? Like, okay, Ducko.
Think about what Tez taught you, Ducko. You can do this. You can do this. You're good to go. You know what you're doing, baby. It's all good. It's all good.
Yes.
I get onto the beach. I'm looking out. I put my leg rope on. Try and put the top of my wetsuit on. You like put this thing over your head, then the other thing over, you zip it up, right? All of a sudden, I look down and realize my whole wetsuit was on backwards.
Oh.
Isn't the zipper at the back?
No, it's a front zipper. It's only a little front zipper, so it's hard to tell. But that, because the parts, it's hard to explain, but the parts fold over your head.
So wait, were you covering your face? No, hang on, something doesn't seem
so. I was trying to fold the thing over and the zipper was behind me on my neck. And I was like, oh no, this is wrong. I looked down and realized the knee pads weren't behind me. They were meant to be on your knee. And I was like,
so you've walked all the way down. Yeah. Were you not like, something feels off?
Yeah, it did feel off. It did. But I was like, Ducko, you're in your own head. Just relax, bro. You're a surfer. Just
Loosen up. Loosen up.
Yeah. Anyway, so I had to run into the lifeguard toilet there under the Bar Beach lifeguard house. Take my wetsuit off. And those things are so hard to get off.
Oh, famously very difficult.
I'm on the floor there, like in my undies, like ripping it off my foot. get it back on. And I was like, all right, here we go, baby. Got it back on. Finally went back out. And I swear that period of when I saw the waves and when I went out, it was like 30, 35 minutes. The wind came. And as I'm paddling out, like all these big sets rolled in and I just got thrashed around trying to paddle out. Just like with people looking on the beach, I'm like, what is that guy doing? I was getting dumped and dumped. It took me like 5-10 minutes to get out. I finally get out. I'm like puffing. I'm absolutely puffed. And all of a sudden I hear these like two old mate surfers next to each other. And they're like, ah, damn, it's not very good anymore. The wind's changed. I was like, are you joking?
I am forced to be out here today.
I ended up staying out for an hour and a half. Caught about two waves, but God, they were two good waves, guys.
I'm sure they were.
Had the wind changed, or were you just puffing so hard?
I was like blowing the wind. Could have been anything. I was blowing up, but I'm like kind of fit, you know. So I like it was tough. It's a different fitness surfing, and your shoulders and your back paddling out. Anyway, finally got out, caught a couple of waves, but I was still very nervous by myself.
You've got to be careful, Dal, because you've been seen with Tez now, who is a legend in this town, a legend in this community.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, taint his rep by doing business like this, backwards wetsuit, puffing and puffing, two crappy waves.
I was telling Gilly this morning, I was like, they have so many like surf photographers here because the surfers are so good on different points on different days.
Let alone all the amateurs out there just catching the beautiful scenery.
And I could just imagine they're like, oh, this guy's about to take off. They see me just like this idiot with his wetsuit backwards just falling off a wave. Like, what a waste of film that guy was.
Oh, that's not true. Like Australian Idol, for instance, back in the day, had some amazing singers. But what made the entertainment in the audition stage? It was the fails.
The people who like start singing, like, sorry, can I start again?
Yeah. You're going? That guy on the camera roll.
So, Tez, if you're listening, I still need you.